And welcome to another edition of City View, a podcast under Podcast Quincy's podcast called Podcast Quincy. I think that's
City View.
I just made them more confused, I think, than
I think you did. Thanks for clearing that up, Mark.
My name is Mark Carey. I'm the media director for himself, the mayor of this great city of Quincy, the city of presidents, Mayor Tom Koch. Welcome, Mayor.
You said great city, but nothing about the mayor, Mark.
Great, mayor, but you just insulted me.
It is a great city. Proud to be the mayor here.
Great city. And mayor, you look a little different today.
How so, Mark?
Well, but Mayor Koch just had his head shaved, along with a lot of celebrities today in Quincy. We had Big Poppy. We had the governor. We had
Ray Bourque.
Joe Andruzzi, a bunch of
Patriots.
A lot of Patriots players. Yeah. Dave Andelman, Paul Wahlberg. It was really a great morning. Let's talk a little bit about that.
It was a great morning. And, you know, Rob Hale, who is the founder and CEO at Granite Telecommunications, is something he's been doing, I think it's his sixth year. He lost his dad to pancreatic cancer and had a great effect on him. And Rob is an incredible businessman. But more than that, he's quite a community guy. He loves the city. He loves people. He's growing a business down there, and he does very, very well. He's been very successful. But he shares that wealth tremendously. So, you know, we're invited each year. The first year I went, I was the celebrity. The next year, the governor came. So I was not the celebrity. And then Tom Brady came, and the governor wasn't the celebrity. So it's continued to grow in great interest. But it's interesting. So he writes a check for every employee that has their hair shaved. He writes a check for $1,000. For my head, he writes a check for $50,000. For the governor's head, he wrote a check for $500,000. And for Big Poppy, for $500,000. So he wrote a check for $6.5 million to Children's Hospital.
That's amazing.
For care of kids that get treated from around the world, the greatest children's hospital in the world. In the past, he's done benefited Dana-Farber for cancer research. And of course, he gave it. You know, a check to Children's Hospital a couple of years ago for $50 million, him and his wife.
Amazing.
And one to Brigham Women's for $50 million. So he's been very successful. He's wealthy, but he shares that wealth. He understands there's great responsibility that comes with that kind of success. He's quite a guy. And, of course, Fox Rock is one of his companies that's doing a lot of development in Quincy. So, anyway, we started there this morning, and I went back at 11:45. They get a big group picture of the entire company, and he take some time to thank the barbers, the vendors, all the people that work together on the project. Because barbers come in from all over to do this. Paul Wahlberg had his food truck outside there.
You were thinking about a hamburger.
I was thinking about it. Nothing like a good hamburger. And he was there and participating and helping out. And it was packed. The place was just incredible. The energy in the room, it was just awesome. So I went back and... for those folks that aren't familiar, we have a beautiful, beautiful park in Quincy Center here called Hancock Adams Common that we dedicated last September 8th. And it was one of the greatest events that I've been part of. David McCullough was the keynote, the governor, Congressman Lynch, Quincy Symphony Orchestra, Quincy Choral Group. We had 5,000 people out here. We dedicated the park. And there's two major statues out here, one to John Hancock and one to John Adams. So, folks, if you're in the area and you haven't seen this, wait a couple more weeks when the fountains are back on and come and visit the Hancock Adams Common. But that day we presented a maquette, so a miniature statue of Adams to McCullough, a miniature statue of Adams to Lynch, and a miniature statue of Hancock to Baker because John Hancock was a governor.
Sure.
And so since that time, I've had some other maquettes made, and from time to time we want to recognize people for their work. Now, John Hancock, for most people, he had the biggest signature on the Declaration of Independence. That's all a lot of people know about John Hancock.
Yeah, right.
But he was a guy that grew up here in Quincy. He was born here, and then eventually moved to Boston. His uncle adopted him because his parents died when he was young. He took over the uncle's business. He was the wealthiest guy in the colonies at one point. He then funded the Revolution. He was second Continental Congress president. He funded the Revolution early on with his own wealth. And what a lot of people don't know about him was at the time, he was the most charitable, generous guy in the Boston area. He helped more people individually, more groups, more folks helped get back on their feet. Just an amazing story that you never hear about historically. Clearly, one of the greats in the formation of our nation. So we took that maquette today along with a beautiful plaque and presented Rob Hale with the John Hancock Award. Because there's some great similarities in the business side of things. You know, Rob Hale's been very successful. John Hancock was very successful. John Hancock was very benevolent. And John Adams spoke about his benevolence and said he was probably the most charitable person in all of North America. That's what John Adams said at the time.
Amazing.
So we presented to Rob. I think we took him off guard a little bit. He was... he was a little emotional about it. He really was taken off guard with it. So I was thrilled. And, of course, he went on to say this belongs to everybody in his company, that it's because of their work he accepted on their behalf. So he's a class guy. He's making a difference in the economy because he's creating jobs. So we got 1,700 employees in his three buildings in North Quincy. But more than that, he's sharing his assets, his wealth, with the greater community at large. Which is just awesome. So he's also owns the Cannons, which is coming to Quincy, and
our first
spending a lot of money
team.
In downtown Quincy too, yep. Which is going to create more economic opportunities for people with jobs. So he's a great corporate citizen. We're proud to have him here in Quincy.
It was an amazing event, and everyone looks fantastic now.
I look like a midget next to Joe Andruzzi. Do you see the size of him?
He's a big dude. Those Patriots, man, they are giants. But, you know, the governor was just as tall as them. So
tall, but there's four widths of the governor to Andruzzi. I mean, he's just incredible.
Yeah.
Term of a brick house.
That's right. That is definitely Joe.
Oh, boy.
We had a lot of celebrities, local celebrities and statewide celebrities. Ray Flynn was in town speaking at the Kennedy Center this morning. And he drove by and saw the Hancock Adams Common and was just blown away at how beautiful it is. He said, this is just incredible. So
I got a chance to stop and say hello to the ambassador. He told me I look younger with my haircut, so I'll take it.
Well, he doesn't see so good lately.
Probably not.
Let's move on. Let's shift gears to Drew Shealy, who was the commissioner of the health department in the city of Quincy, has moved on. And now we have a new person taking that role. Let's talk about that, Mayor.
Yeah, sure. Well, first of all, I want to thank Drew Shealy for his years of service with the city, quite a few years. I want to say about 22 years with the city. He came to see me a couple of weeks ago. He has moved to Scituate, living with his dad now. His father's a little older now, and he wants to be close to him. And so he's the new director of public health in the town of Scituate. So he's moved on, and we wish him nothing but the best, him and his family, and thank him for his years of service. It was really a natural for me to just move Ruth Jones into that position. I mean, Ruth has been the director of nursing. Many people know Ruth through her writings in the Quincy Sun, her show on Quincy Access TV. She's always sharing health information, talking about do's and don'ts for the elderly and other folks. She's a remarkable woman. She's a great leader. Very knowledgeable, and she has all the qualifications, so it was very easy for me to just move Ruth into that slot, move her up, and to take over the department. She knows every aspect of it, and there's some great employees down there, so we're thrilled that Ruth Jones has said yes. So technically, I don't know if it's next week or the week after, we'll swear her in as the new Commissioner of Public Health here in Quincy, and I think that, if I had done any kind of a so-called nationwide search, I would have been getting a lot of calls from people. Why are you overlooking the most obvious choice right in the department to follow Drew? So far it's been well received. Those people that have learned that's going to be Ruth is very happy about it. So
Ruth has done at least hundreds of shows on QATV.
She's got to, and she's always in the Quincy Sun every week doing a column about very pertinent health issues for people and their families.
Some not so comfortable, but you need to know about these things.
Thankfully, there's no pictures with it. It's just a story.
It's
joy. It's important stuff, and there's a lot of people out there that maybe not pays as close attention to their health as they should. So sometimes the stuff that Ruth puts in there, that it wakes them up, they go to the doctor and they get the care they need. So it's a great service she provides.
Yeah, and they do a lot of great work here in the city too. A lot of things that people, I guess, like you said, they don't know about. So it's a really important department. I mean, when we had some issues a few years ago with some other issues that happened through the snowstorm, they helped and did that.
Yeah, I mean, it's all of the restaurants, we have health inspectors. We have code inspectors for apartments and homes if complaints come in about certain conditions. They go out. Hoarding is an issue with seniors they have to deal with. So there's the sanitarians. We deal with all kinds of issues. The public rodent issue. That we've spent a lot of resources the last couple of years. I think we're making some great progress on some
great
of that
job.
Stuff. But it's got a lot of responsibility, that department. It's an important department in the city. And I'm delighted that Ruth has said yes and look forward to working with her and in her department moving forward.
So let's shift gears again. Spring has sprung. It is here. It is on our doorstep.
It's springing. Really,
it is.
Yeah.
If I'm looking out your window right now, I look down at the fountain. I see it must be low tide. So let's talk about...
Yeah, the fountain is not working quite yet. I think we're looking at Patriots Day. Actually, I was out there earlier kicking a couple of skateboarders off of there. They're not supposed to be on it. But if you as we look out the window, you can see the trees. The buds are getting thicker and thicker. They're getting ready to pop, which is... the sure sign of spring. I've seen crocuses up all over the place. Things are starting to green a little bit on the grass. Just a great feeling when you see that.
And a lot of great improvements that have been happening throughout the city with, I mean, how many parks do we have in the city at this
lots.
Point? Lots. Yeah. Over 30 parks or something. And
it's 52 park locations. Some of them are small little parks. There's probably a couple dozen major facilities that we spend a lot of energy on.
But all need uptake and care, and some of them have been done over completely. I mean, a lot of them have been done over.
Yeah, and you know, this is the time of year, because everybody's antsy. It's been a winter. The winter hasn't been too bad, quite frankly. But, you know, everyone wants to get outside. You get all the sports teams for the high schools, and they want to get out their spring sports, whether it's softball or baseball, lacrosse. Quincy U's soccer kicks up in the spring season. U's lacrosse is the spring season. So they all want to be on the fields, of course. And, we're actually ahead of schedule at this point. The fields are in pretty good shape. A lot of times you still have snow on the ground. They're still soaking wet. It takes a while before you can really work them so the kids can be on them. But I'm in pretty good shape. In fact, I met with the Commission on Natural Resources yesterday. We're talking about preparations for spring sports and all that's going on. A lot of exciting things. We continue to see park improvements, playgrounds being put in. We just opened the bid for the new Kincaid Park up in South Quincy, which is going to be just so exciting for that neighborhood.
Yeah, that neighborhood needs that. I mean, good for them.
It's perfect for that neighborhood. Yeah. They could use a lift. There's no real great green space, a lot of dense area up in that part of Southwest Quincy. So having a beautiful park that families can go and enjoy is just phenomenal. So they're going to have a new school to go to as well. So it's coming together in that neighborhood quite well. So a lot of good stuff going on citywide on the parks. And, of course, you know, the DPW side, it's that time of year. I know I get calls and texts from people, hey, there's a pothole here, there's a pothole here, there's a number of potholes here on this street, that street. And that's the time of the year when they pop. You get the freezing and thawing, and we've got the pothole issue. But we've got a great plan. Al Grazioso, our commissioner, with our superintendent, Larry Prendeville, they attacked this thing. We got crews all over the city. A number of years ago, we purchased hot boxes for the dump trucks, the hot box. What it means is when you go to the asphalt plant, the asphalt's like 300 degrees when it gets dropped in the truck. But if it's not in a box where you can keep warm, it turns cold rather quickly. And cold asphalt is no good to use to fill potholes because they won't stick.
Right.
You need it hot. It adheres to the existing pavement. So they've done a nice job planning and attacking these things. And, of course, we'll be rolling right into the streets program very soon.
No pun intended there.
No pun intended at all. But good catch, Mark.
Yeah.
Yeah, glad to see you paying attention.
So that's exciting news as well.
Well, we're going to be actually touching 100 streets this year.
Oh.
Whether gas mains, water mains, or street reconstruction, or microsealing, there's 100 streets in our city that are going to be touched. So that's important stuff. That's something people see, use every day, and it's something that I get complaints about on a regular basis, about streets, sidewalks, and things. So we're making great progress. And I want to thank the city council for the approval last year. The capital improvement plan, which included some major monies to spend on our roads. So the next couple of years is going to be an intense, really, road program that I think people are going to see a big difference.
And just we wanted to touch on a couple of things, too. Oh, we want to invite people, since you're mentioning the parks and you mentioned we talked about Hancock Adams Common. You know, we will be activating that area as time goes on with whether it's a musician or, you know, an aerobics class or something else.
Oh,
movies
absolutely.
Out there at night, things like that. So we're
definitely going to activate the space.
Yeah, that's that will be happening. We're working on those as we speak for the summer, spring. But really, if we invite you, if you haven't yet, because it sort of did open toward the end of the year or in this fall last year, most people did. I hope check it out. But some people still haven't been down here, and it is worth coming out, especially at night. It's beautiful at night, well lit, incredible.
I just went the other day to a ribbon cutting at the John Hancock end of the Hancock Adams Common. In the Adams Building on the corner, Perfection Chocolate.
Pure Perfection,
if you want to come up and take a stroll, and maybe you can grab a couple of malted milk balls or something from Perfection.
Some of that Belgian chocolate.
And as we look out the window, we're seeing new signs go up at President's Place for Crush Pizza, which is a new outfit to Quincy. They've been in Boston and New Hampshire, a couple of places. I guess it's excellent pizza They're going to be open very soon. So just from the window, you can see some of these things. So if you visit the Common, you're going to experience some of the new places.
Yeah, Crush Pizza, by the way, I just checked them out online yesterday because we're right next door. So this will probably where I'll be getting my lunch and you'll be getting yours. But they've checked out the New Haven, you know, famous places, and they've got a really good system over there how it's going to work. But beyond that, since we're talking about this area, let's talk about the old town hall and the Colonel John Quincy.
Where'd you grow up? You from Weymouth?
Quincy. The Tankard, which is quite. Why don't you take it from there?
That's probably a good idea.
I've been doing so
well.
Thank
you, Mark. I appreciate that smooth introduction. We did a little program earlier in the week, I guess, with Attorney George Burke. And we were talking a little bit about the Colonel John Quincy Tankard. Many people don't realize who the city is named for. Many people think it's John Quincy Adams. Well, John Quincy Adams gets his middle name from Colonel John Quincy, who was Abigail's grandfather, Abigail Smith Adams. And he was the Speaker of the House in the colonial days, and he was the head of the militia, where he gets the name Colonel at the time as well. So the town voted when we broke from Braintree in 1792, came down to two names, Hancock or Quincy. And of course, the Adamses were all still well populated here, so it went to their relative, Abigail's grandfather and Colonel John Quincy. But the interesting part is, we don't know where his home was. We have no personal items. There's no portraits of him. So the only physical connection we have to Colonel John Quincy, who's our namesake, is this tankard. Now, this tankard is a pure silver, beautiful tankard that was sold off with a lot of other colonial day silver by the Unitarian Church, the First Parish Church here. Gosh, it's got to be more than 20 years ago, maybe 22 or 24 years ago. And they were hurting for money, and they decided to sell this collection off to raise money to fix the roof and so forth, which is kind of regrettable, but I understand. Got to do what you got to do. And at the time, Attorney George Burke, who was a city council, he was council president, he was a state rep, he was district attorney. I was too young. He says he played for the Celtics. I'll take him at his word. He was a star at UMass on their team. Incredible. His nickname was Trigger. Incredible basketball player. And through his generosity, he was following that, and he bought it. I might get the number wrong, but I think around $150,000.
Yeah, $160,000, I heard, yeah.
Okay. He paid for it to keep it in Quincy. And he gave it to us to put on loan with us. So what happened, what we celebrated the other day, is we bought a beautiful new display case that is completely secure, that now the tankard can be on display on a regular basis right in the heart of the museum at the Oton Town Hall. He was thrilled to see the case, George is a generous guy. He's been very charitable to a lot of things over the years. He loves Quincy. This is his city. Remarkable guy. So we're so grateful for that. And so it's on permanent loan to us from him. And for those folks that haven't had time to see the museum, I know, Mark, you may know the dates when we're going to open up again toward with the tours.
We're still working on that. We'll talk about that next week, hopefully, but it's toward the end of April.
You don't know.
Well, I don't
just
know because the national parks, it's toward the end of April.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Free tours every day, Monday through Friday, 10 to 4. There'll be a free tour of the
public burial ground, the town hall, and the Church of the President,
exactly.
Particularly the crypts for the presidents and their wives.
Yep. So that's where they can see it. That's the great opportunity to see this tankard.
Yeah, by the way, for those folks that may be listening well beyond our borders, we're sitting looking out the window in front of the town hall, and across the street, John Adams and his beautiful bride Abigail and John Quincy Adams, the beautiful bride Louisa Catherine, are buried and interred there. It's the only place in the country you get two presidents side by side buried. So if you ever have the opportunity to come visit historic Quincy, I welcome you to do so. It's a great take.
Well, with the national parks here, too, you can see the old Peace Field and the birthplaces of John and John Quincy Adams. And that really is people miss that.
I tell you, when I talk to people that love history, if you're out there, you're listening, there's a huge difference. The Adams Mansion, what we call growing up, which referred to technically as Peace Field, which is something that the Adams is called, in the 30s, they gave it to the federal government, but they gave it to the government with everything still in there. The china, the furniture, the tables, the beds, the chair that John Adams used to sit in, the bed he died in, all of that is still at that location.
80,000 original artifacts.
If you go to Monticello, everything is recreated. Because when Jefferson died, he was broke. They sold everything off to pay his debt, And so they recreate everything. This is all the real deal. There were four generations of Adams families that lived there. Obviously, you got John Adams, John Quincy Adams, and their wives. Henry Adams, the great historian.
Sure.
They left quite a legacy of public service to this nation, and it's a great, great story. And for those folks particularly that like history, plug into that for sure sometime this season.
It really is shocking when you walk in there to see that these were all belong to John and John Quincy Adams and the rest of the family. But
And that's the mansion. You can see the birthplaces as well. Both sure. of their birthplaces.
The Mendy Bible. The Mendy Bible from the Amistad.
Yep.
Just another one is they have one of the original copies of the Constitution.
Well, arguably you could say the first presidential library, because there's a library on the grounds there, a little brick building that is beautiful. That's got an incredible collection from John Quincy Adams in there. So it's quite a take. People should avail themselves to it.
And now at the Old Town Hall, we have the tankard from Colonel John Quincy in that beautiful museum case that is very well protected and secure. So that's a really great thing. So
it is a good thing.
As we're going into spring, we will come back with lots more to discuss on City View, one of Podcast Quincy's newest podcasts, and we'll have more to come. But also, we'll be doing a lot more video. So please, if we recommend that you subscribe to our YouTube channel, the City of Quincy YouTube channel. The mayor has.
By the way, if you're local and driving by the square, that huge crane, that's our new garage that's going up. We're going to be open in September with that beautiful new garage. So check it out. It's quite a scene.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. We'll talk more about that as we move forward as well. But this is City View. We want to thank you all for listening. Check us out on Facebook. Make sure you subscribe to us there. Follow us on our Twitter, all of those things. City of Quincy is the official site. Also, subscribe to this podcast and tell your friends about it, because we are gaining steam. I didn't want to talk about it again this week, but it's actually been a really exciting kind of a time in the fastest growing media in the world is podcasting. And Mayor Koch, you're on the cutting edge.
Wow. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mayor.